Crime Does Not Pay.
All right, what's your specialty, Chicago?
Chicago piano. The chopper, you know.
Yes, I know. And you sight?
I pinpoint him, Miss Roberts, with a rifle. Telescope sight drills them neat-like.
Well, so I have a choice of weapons.
You boys ever met the Duke?
Never set eyes on him.
Me neither.
Practically perfect. I think we have a good beginning. From here on in, we'll do all right. The plan's good.
You got a finger man for the job? We never seen a Duke. Don't want to take no chances and get the wrong character.
There'll be no finger man.
For what then?
There'll be a finger woman. Me.
In the interest of good citizenship and law enforcement, we present Crime Does Not Pay, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer series of short subjects. In just a moment, you will hear The Doll, starring Sarah Hayden. Now, Crime Does Not Pay, starring Sarah Hayden as Diane Roberts in The Doll. Somewhere along the line from girlhood to mature womanhood, Diane Roberts took the wrong turning. Somewhere, for some reason which kept close within her, bitterness became her chief emotion. At some moment, that bitterness curdled, and Diane shut everything out of her mind and her life except the passion for power. Power she would have, even the power of life and death. Diane reached her goal. The nightclub she controlled, with their associated rackets, gave her wealth and made her a member of the National Combination, the dreaded syndicate which ruled organized crime. Diane, known as the Doll, was sophisticated, sharp-witted, and dangerous.
So you think you want to work for me?
Yes, Miss Roberts.
Good figure. Attractive face. You certainly don't look hard. Why do you want to work for me?
Well, I want to make some money. I've got to support myself.
A man let you down?
Do I have to answer that?
You have. Who told you to come to me?
I just came.
People don't just come to me. Certainly not people with a confed look on you. Who sent you?
Mr. Arnold.
How did you get to him?
Does that matter, Miss Roberts? I met him. He told me a girl could learn plenty from you. That you knew all the tricks and then some, he said. He told me after I'd been with you for a while, I'd get smart enough to go in business for myself. In some other town.
He lied.
I don't understand.
Look, kid. What duke your Mr. Arnold had in mind to do with you, I don't know. I don't care. But working for me the way he meant would get you nothing. A few dollars, that's all. So be smart. Forget it.
You sound as if you don't like Mr. Arnold. I thought you were associated.
I don't have to like him to split the rackets with him and some other men. If I see him once a year, it's a lot. I don't like his methods, any of them. For instance, I don't like what he forgot to tell you.
Forgot to tell me?
Yes. That nobody goes into any phase of my business, from nightclub camera girls to shaking down exclusive women's shops, without an okay from me. And that goes for the whole country.
Then I couldn't have gone into business myself.
Not a chance, kid. Even if you started by lugging a camera in some nightclub. That's for dumb blondes. I don't think you're dumb. I do think Duke had some other ideas, like getting the inside of my operations for his own purposes. Do you take shorthand?
Yes, I do.
Work for 60 a week?
60? When do I start?
That's what I like. Start now. Answer the phone.
Yes, Miss Roberts. Miss Roberts' office.
Is she there? Miss King Porter.
One moment, please. I'll see. It's a Mr. Porter.
The King. Kid, say, what is your name?
Mitzi Allen.
All right, Mitzi. When the King calls, I'm always in. Give me the phone. Hello, King?
Doll, there's a meeting tomorrow night. My apartment.
For everybody?
Everybody except the Duke.
Oh?
He's been getting out of line. You'll get the details tomorrow. Ernie and Pete are flying in. Be there.
Well, so the Duke is going to get his comeuppance. At last.
I want the Duke.
Why, King?
Seems to me he's done pretty well for us.
He's one of us, King. What have you got on him?
You haven't seen the accountant's reports for the first 6 months of this year, have you?
The Duke falling down on the job?
He's getting too good for himself.
You got the sheets, King?
Now, see for yourself, Ernie.
Yeah, I see. Number of jukeboxes up, take is reported down. Hey, what's this sheet?
It's just a little survey I had made. It's evidence.
Pinballs. And slot machines, too.
Which rather cuts in on your part of our deal, doesn't it?
Aye. Getting big for his britches, isn't he?
Has he been making book on the side?
Not yet, but that's in the cards, too, I'd say.
Dahl?
Yes, Peter?
You've been very quiet.
Why make talk? It's obvious the king is right.
Well, you said it yourself. He's one of us. Just under the hood.
And that makes it worse if we can't trust each other.
Any sign of the Duke having plans in your direction, Dahl?
As a matter of fact, there has been a sign. He sent a girl to me for a job. I have an idea he meant to use her somehow. And she's working for me, but not for him.
You sure?
I'm sure.
All right. Our boy seems to have big ideas. Very big ideas, and I want him taken care of.
Where and when?
Well, he's here in town as quickly as possible. Cowboy job depends.
On what?
On the plans. I think it's best we leave the plans to the party who gets the job.
You know what you want, King. Let's hear it.
All right. Ernie, I want you seen in Las Vegas every night for the next 2 weeks.
That'll be a pleasure.
You'll lose your shirt on the machine.
Oh, I don't mind giving Pete some loose change.
Where do you want me, King?
Miami Beach. And I'll be in New York. Perfect alibis.
I see. Why me?
Well, now, Dahl, I'm sorry, but when you came in with us, it meant that you assumed equal responsibility.
I'm not complaining. Just asking. Why me?
Because you're the one of us who's least known. Because you're the last one that the Duke's mob or the police will tie in with a killing.
Do I get any help?
I can let you have a couple of my boys.
Are they good?
The best. Neat workmen, too, all things considered.
Names?
Chicago Reed and Sykes Jackson. When do you want them?
The day you gentlemen arrive at your destinations. That will be...
Day after tomorrow.
I'll be expecting them.
Settle, then. Take care of it any way you think best, but do it within 2 weeks. Check?
Check.
I'll be very interested to read about it in the New York papers. Ought to make a big headline. Don't you think?
Come in. Yes, Mitzi?
Two men are outside.
Nice looking?
Not very. They want to see you.
Names?
No. One of them said to tell you they want to give you regards from Mr. Vincent.
Well, right on schedule. Send them in, Mitzi. Stay out yourself. And I don't want to be disturbed by anything. Except, of course, the king, if he calls.
Yes, Miss Roberts. You may come in, gentlemen.
Care to identify yourselves, boys?
I'm Reed. Chicago Reed.
Jackson's the name. Sykes Jackson.
Know what you're here for?
A job.
We figured it was important. Pete just said go to the Dahl. She's the boss on this one.
You care how big the target is?
The bigger they come.
We want the Duke.
Well, I thought it wasn't no small-time gorilla.
Any hesitations?
You want a job? We do it.
All right. What's your specialty, Chicago?
Chicago Piana, the chopper. You know.
Yes, I know. And you, Sykes?
I pinpoint him, Miss Roberts, with a rifle. Telescope sight drills him neat-like.
Oh, so I have a choice of weapons. You boys ever meet the Duke?
Never set eyes on him.
Me neither.
Practically perfect. I think we have a good beginning. From here on in, we'll do all right if the plan is good.
You got a finger man for the job? We never seen a Duke. Don't want to take no chances and get the wrong character.
There'll be no finger man.
For what, then?
There'll be a single woman. Me. Mitzi?
Yes, Miss Roberts.
Get me this number. On this phone, not through the switchboard.
Yes. Oh.
Something surprise you?
It's Mr. Arnold's number.
This surprises you?
Why should you call him?
Purely a matter of business.
Of course, Miss Roberts.
You recognize his private number.
He gave it to me. Wouldn't let me write it down, made me memorize.
Apparently he expected you to use it.
I guess so. But since I've been with you, I haven't.
I know that.
Yeah?
Mr. Arnold.
Baby, where you been?
Miss Roberts calling, Mr. Arnold. Here he is, Miss Roberts.
Thank you. Hello, Duke.
The doll. Well, well, well. Miracles do happen. Looking for a date, doll?
I want to talk business with you, Duke.
I get it. The King's in the big town, Ernie's in Las Vegas, and Pete's in Miami, or so the papers say. And while the cat's away, the mice can play. Right?
Possibly. When and where can I see you, Duke?
How about my place? Tonight.
You don't waste time, do you?
Not with the girls, doll. How about tonight?
I'll be there.
Miss Roberts, you're going to him? Isn't that like the fly and the spider?
You might put it that way, little one. With a slight twist in reverse. This time, the spider is going to walk into the parlor. The Black Widow spider.
In just a moment, Crime Does Not Pay will continue with The Doll. Now we continue with Crime Does Not Pay, starring Sarah Hayden as Diane Roberts in The Doll. The doll made her preparations carefully. There was no actual plan as yet, merely the hazy beginnings of an outline. But Seitz drove her car, and Chicago was only half a block behind in another car when she went calling on the Duke. He opened the door for her himself. She walked into his living room, looked around.
You have excellent taste, Duke. I like your place.
Not mine. I pay the best decorator in town to pretty up the joint.
Wonderful what money will do, isn't it? Oh, the chairs not only look well, they sit well.
Drink?
No, thank you.
Cigarette?
Not just now, thank you.
Got no minor vices?
That sounds as if you expected me to have a few major ones.
Do you?
Well, a smart woman never admits to such things. She expects a man to find out for himself.
This is the first chance to find out anything about you.
Didn't you try with the Allen girl?
I had some such idea. Mitzi's smarter than I thought.
She's bright.
She's bright enough to know that loyalty pays off in the rackets.
To a point.
To a point. You interest me, Diane.
What did you call me?
Diane. Why?
That's the first time in years. Why?
Well, because for some reason, you're not the doll tonight. Now, you ought to be as hard as the diamonds you're wearing, but you're not.
Mm-hmm. Why did you expect me to be hard?
And the few times I've seen you across the table at our meetings, it was just as if a man was sitting in your place. Tonight, you're all woman.
Well, that'll be enough of that.
Why, Diane? Afraid to be a woman?
I came here to talk business.
Wearing that perfume?
Oh, stop it, Duke. I'm 10 years older.
Not tonight, honey. Tonight, you're Diane, who's surprised at herself and a little afraid of herself.
That's a lie, Duke. I'm old enough to know.
Ah, but you love it, don't you?
Duke, how about a deal? you'd like to cut in on my business. I'd like to expand into yours. We might pick up some of Ernie's and Pete's as we go along. We could even get the king out of the way.
You're not making much sense, Diane.
I suppose I'm not. What would Mitzi do in a situation like this?
Mitzi? She'd relax.
Wait.
Relax and wait.
Yes. She'd let the moment take care of itself. Period.
I see. Period.
No, my mistake. Not period. Colon. The punctuation mark, which means as follows.
What do you want?
I want to see you. Tonight.
No, Duke. Absolutely no.
Tonight?
It's no use, darling.
What did you call me?
Darling. But I didn't mean...
Tonight, Diane?
Tonight. It's taking a little time, King. I've got to soften him up first.
Now, look, doll, it's 3 days past your 2 weeks. I want the Duke. And I want him in 48 hours, you understand?
I may not be able to deliver him.
Cut that out. You want me to believe you're making a deal with him?
Oh, you know I'm not.
All right, but I'm beginning to need proof.
Proof from me?
Yes, I want the Duke. 2 days. Now, make up your mind, doll. It's him or both of you.
Got it straight, boys?
That's his front window straight across the street.
Right. Now repeat the plan. You sights.
We stay here. You keep your date with the Duke. You get him to the window. When he's standing there, I let him have it with the old dirty.
That's it.
A cinch.
This is the rifle, Miss Roberts. Ain't it a beaut? Look at the sight. Why, a kid couldn't miss with this. Go ahead. You can touch it if you want to.
Touch it? I couldn't. I'd feel as if my fingers would drop off.
You know, Di, I used to go for all the young babes. I had this place fixed up for that kind, like Mitzi.
And now?
You spoil me, Di. Their kind looks like exactly nothing to me.
I wish you hadn't said that. It's not that either.
Well, what's the matter? You sick or something?
No. I'll be all right.
You feel faint? It's awful stuff in here.
It's all right, I said.
I can open a window anyway.
No. No, Duke. Leave the window alone.
Die.
I mean, it's not stuffy in here at all. I like it just the way it is.
Now, suit yourself. Hey. Stop pacing like that. Sit down, relax.
And let the moment take care of itself, right?
Huh?
You said that the first time I came here. Duke, what did you expect that night?
What I'd always seen before. The doll, ready to do business on a big scale. All business. Sharp, dangerous.
Dangerous.
You are. You're dynamite. Die for dynamite. but not in the way I expected. Darling, you sure put me out of circulation. Me, the Duke, who never dated a day more than twice.
Stop it, Duke. I can't stand it.
What is this, conscience?
There's nothing on my conscience. I don't believe I have one. I killed it long ago when you were in knee pants.
If this isn't the silliest conversation... Listen, Kimberly is sweet. We got better things to do than
no,
talk.
No, don't.
Oh, what are you, hysterical? Let me get to that window.
Get away from it. Yes.
I want to open it.
No, Duke. It's cold. I want to stay warm.
Excuse me a moment, Di. Yes?
Mr. Arnold, is Miss Roberts there?
Hold the phone. For you, Di. The Allen girl. Oh, don't you want to answer?
All right. Yes, Mitzi?
Miss Roberts, it's the King on the other phone. He wants to know if...
Duke! Get away from the window!
Mitzi, tell the king what he called about has just been taken care of.
Let's see him, Chicago.
Full house. Any arguments?
No arguments. Another hand, Miss Roberts?
No, thanks. Poker's dull tonight, Sites.
Yeah, it always is after a job.
Did you look at him, Miss Roberts? Was it a neat job?
Practically perfect.
It's a swell club you got here, Miss Roberts. It's real class.
Best thing about it, now the doorman and the head waiter. They'll swear on a stack of Bibles we've been playing poker here all night.
Ah, you think of everything, Miss Roberts.
You sure do.
Do I? How about a little excitement, a real game?
Give me a chance to win back what Chicago took from me.
Not tonight. I'm hot tonight.
No. A different game. Look.
Hey, that's no lady's gun.
Police positive, 38 special.
My own. The king gave it to me when I joined the National Combination. You boys game? For Russian roulette?
I don't like to play with guns.
One chamber is loaded. You know the game. Spin the cylinder, hold the muzzle to your head, pull the trigger. 5 chances to 1, you'll live.
Well, I...
Afraid to take a dare?
Who, me? Give me that gun.
No, sir.
Shut up. Here goes nothing.
Ah! He got it! Like he gave it to Duke. In the head. You next, Chai?
I ain't so sure only one chamber was loaded. I want to see that gun.
See it, Chai. Look down its muzzle. Look carefully. You were right. All 6 chambers were loaded.
You're nuts! You're a crazy Nazi, Dave!
You're crawling, Chicago! You're so scared of dying, you're crawling! Go! Both of them. Okay, Duke. Now myself. You're a fool. That's not the way. It leaves the king and the other two behind.
Miss Roberts, you coming here?
I've got to use the phone, Mary.
The phone in here?
I don't have a phone in my office here. When I come here, I don't want to be disturbed. Give me a nickel, Mary.
Yes, Miss Roberts. The phone's right there.
No booth here. No privacy for the girls, is there?
Can I get you something?
Not now.
Police department.
Give me homicide, quickly.
Yes, ma'am. Homicide, Sergeant Gordon.
Sergeant, this is Diane Roberts.
What's your trouble, miss?
I've just killed 2 men, and the 3rd is dead because of me.
Gee, who are you, the doll?
Yes, I am.
What is this, a gag?
Come over here, Sergeant. The Whistle Club, you know where it is. Come over here quickly before I lose control of myself. You can have me in the combination, King Porter, Ernie Blackpete, Spencer, all of us. We'll go together. You can't have the Duke. He's gone already.
He's gone.
I fingered him myself. Tonight.
Crime does not pay. Sarah Hayden, who starred as Diane Roberts in The Doll, will be back with you in just a moment. here in person is Sarah Hayden.
Diane Roberts bore a grudge against the world. She chose the way of violence and crime to work out that grudge. And like most people of this type, she came to the point where she found the violence had turned upon herself. That her way of life was unbearable. That nothing was left to look forward to except the end. Diane Roberts learned too late, as most men and women of her ilk always learn too late, that crime does not pay.
Thank you, Miss Hayden. Crime Does Not Pay is written by Ira Marion and directed by Marx B. Loeb, with music composed and conducted by John Gart. Technical advisor is Burton B. Turkus. The events, characters, and names used in the story you have just heard are fictitious. Any similarity is purely coincidental. This is Bob Williams speaking.